Chapter 14, Devotional 17, Your Boss Wants All of You. Give all you have. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, we read, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your mind and heart and with your entire being and with all your might." Sooner or later, every boss faces the situation where they're forced to ask themselves, "Who is this person? How could I have missed it and been so wrong? Is this the same person I interviewed and the one I thought I was hiring?" It happens more often than hiring managers care to admit. The person represented by the resume that aced the panel interviews and showed lots of confidence and poise now seems lost, confused, disengaged, and immobilized. How and why does this happen? Many powerful emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, old baggage, shape our relationships with others. Fear of success or failure, insecurity and self-doubt, selfishness and distrust, jealousy and envy are just a few. When we experience these emotions, we remember the times we've been hurt or disappointed, and we take defensive actions to protect ourselves. These negative thoughts and emotions cause us to avoid commitment altogether, or we set strict boundaries which only serve to undermine our relationships and our performance. We go through the motions, but never fully engage with others or commit to the task. Why do we allow our negative feelings and thoughts to control us? Why are we so afraid and reluctant to commit? When we walk in fear, we're already convinced the reward is not worth the risk. We become guarded, and before we even start, we want to know what the other person wants or expects. Do they want 5%, half, or all of me? Has Satan convinced you that no matter how small the cost, it's too much? Child of God, we must refuse to walk in fear or selfishness. Jesus died on the cross to guarantee our reward, abundant life for all eternity. We must turn our backs on negative emotions, thoughts, and behavior, and place our trust in God. Surrender your cares and burdens to God. Remember, He wants all of you, your mind, heart, spirit, and strength. Lord, thank you for loving me and giving me eternal life through your Son. Jesus, teach me to give all of me to you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.